Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Show to camera. John Barchard in for Richie today, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Another really beautiful winter day. I don't know what is going on here, but we got some good weather. And we also have our final show ever from this studio. How about it? Fourth and Market.
Gonna miss it, man.
Yeah, we will miss it. It's the studio that we've known. It's gonna be no more.
We've never done a show, our show, in another studio.
Ooh. That is correct. So four more hours, and then it's a lights out time on this studio. Is the whole radio station will be moving to 2400 Market. That's where John and Ike will do their show at 2 o'clock from today. And we look forward to closing it down with you today at 888-729-9494. A lot to get into. Of course, Sixers and Flyers both win last night, both needed a win, and both get a win. Eagles off season, we'll get in some of that. Philly spring training in less than a month. There's a lot to hit today. We'll certainly do so with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. We'll have some fun on this final show ever from the studio, and we'll do it with Mr. Barchard, who's in for Richie today. Barchard!
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, bud?
Now, are we supposed to take a bottle of champagne and crack it over the studio once you guys get over there on Monday? Or how are we? What's the order of operation?
I thought you were supposed to just drink a bottle of champagne and spray it all around.
What are we waiting for?
Win a championship.
I don't know about you guys.
Seltzer.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't drink while I work. It's generally a thing that I don't
well,
do.
Well, that's
yeah,
not true.
I guess you guys are, you know, a little looser than I am.
Sports radio. Yeah. Sports radio is not really working.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be real. Come on.
We're
just talking sports here. Champagne will fly around. Barchard, how are you, Pat?
I'm good. I'm honored to be a part of the last show at 400 Market. But more so, I'm impressed by this, Joe.
Hmm.
Did you know that, in fact, Charles Darwin's personal pet tortoise didn't die until just recently?
Wow.
That's Charles Darwin.
That wow, like really?
A 176-year-old tortoise
wow.
that recently just passed away.
Well, that is a great fact. It brings to mind something that James and John and I talked about probably a year ago. What's the oldest living animal? And I think we came up with something that's like 1,000 years old or
yeah,
something.
I think at least 500 we got to.
It was something nuts, which is just amazing. I mean, like, yeah, there's some creature guy 250 years older than George Washington. Like, what? All right, let's get to it today. 888-729-9494. Sixers and Flyers both win last night. That was important. Sixers really needed it. And they got it. It was, you know, when the starting lineups were flashed on the screen, I thought, you know what? With Kyrie Irving in and Embiid out,
yeah.
there's actually not that much of a difference between the two squads. They were pretty evenly matched, and the game really followed as such. So credit to the Sixers for pulling that out in the end. Tobias Harris obviously was great throughout. Fourth quarter really was the closer.
You have 37 minutes?
Yeah, and he's not normally that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so on one hand, you want to say, okay, awesome, he can be that guy. On the other hand, it's like, well, I need that guy a little bit more. You know, I'm not saying 34 points every game or whatever it was. But that closing mentality, fourth quarter success, which he brought to the table last night, it's great to see. And then I'd say, all right, well, give me more of that more often. You know, and that's what sometimes mm-hmm. has been lacking. So we'll take reaction on what you saw from the Sixers and the Flyers last night again at 888-729-9494. We are, of course, just a couple of days away from the NFL playoffs resuming. They will do so without the Philadelphia Eagles, who have been out now for some time. They will resume, though, with someone who represented the Eagles for a decade and a half as their head coach, and by the way, in many playoff games and through a lot of seasons and twists and turns and ups and downs and all around, and that, of course, is Andy Reid. Andy Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, back for another not only playoff run, but deep playoff run. I'll just tell you this right out of the gate. I'm rooting hard as heck for the guy. I mean, I am a huge Andy Reid fan, a huge Andy Reid admirer, and I'm curious where everyone stands today at 888-729-9494. As you know, as we get set to see the final three games of the season, and we know they will happen without the Eagles, to me it makes it real simple to clear the pathway for just all Philadelphia sports fans, all, to be rooting for Andy Reid. I'm curious, Sean, where you're at, and everyone at 888-729-9494. I'm rooting like heck for the guy.
But why? That's where I keep coming back to
but
this
why?
Thing. Why do we have this obsession with, like, oh, we need to have make sure that Andy has this all-time success. I already got my Super Bowl. We got it through Doug Peterson.
Yep.
I think it'd be a lot cooler. And I'm not necessarily like rooting against Andy. I just don't care. You know, I think it would be a lot cooler if he had four AFC championship games on, you know, taking the Chiefs there. And we obviously know he did that with the Eagles, too. And just be a one-man wrecking crew in terms of...
And what, lose?
Yeah.
You'd rather
lose? I think that would be cooler than like, all right. Then he gets a Super Bowl ring and be like, okay, good for Andy. But at this point, as Eagles fans, like I'm just looking at what would be awesome for Andy Reid to go into the Hall of Fame with. I think taking two teams individually four times to the championship games, no one's ever done that. Like, that's amazing.
You want him to lose more championship games.
Andy doesn't need to solidify anything to be a great coach anymore. He doesn't need a Super Bowl. He's taken two teams to championship caliber level to make sure that they are contenders each and every time. And he's done it with, like, I'm going to go up and trade for Patrick Mahomes. I know that Alex Smith has been my guy here for a while. He runs my system, whatever. I don't care what Andy does at this point. He has nothing left to prove to me. I'm not rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him. I'm just rooting for something cool in the NFL I think could never, ever happen.
I don't get it, man. Look, I'll just say this. And look, 888-729-9494 to hear from everyone. Because I know there are people out there that root against Andy Reid. I don't get it. I'll hear from you. I'll listen to you. I know you're going to talk about the loss of Tampa. I know you're going to talk about the loss of the Patriots. I know you're going to talk about the loss of the Cardinals. You know, two of which were in an NFC Championship game, one of which was in the Super Bowl. I know the Carolina game will come up. I know linebackers will come up. Wide receivers will come up. Not running the ball enough will come up. Press conferences will come up. And the way it all crashed and burned at the end will all come up. And I'll field all those phone calls. And I understand the realities of all that. But there was a lot of fun times in there, man.
Of course there was.
There was a lot of fun times. I mean, I find it unfathomable that a Philadelphia sports fan wouldn't root for Andy Reid. It fritzes my brain. I want to say to you, what is your major malfunction private pile? I don't get it.
What are you talking about? You don't know why people would want to root against Andy Reid.
Why would you want to root against him?
Because as much fun as there was obviously, like, he never got over that hill here. There were more, oh my God, disastrous situations, speaking of championship games, where they clearly should have won, and they didn't. And that was because of the coach mainly and not being able to handle different situations. The TO thing, the dream team, all of that
right.
was...
Timeouts.
We need to go and do this thing. And it set off, at the time we didn't know, but during, we're going, what is going on? This leads to Chip Kelly and all this other different stuff. Andy Reid leaving is a symbol to all of us, to everyone else that had said, you better be careful what you wish for because Andy Reid's a phenomenal coach. And Philadelphia's going to get rid of a great one, and the firing was all wrong. Like you don't remember those times. Those still stick with me forever. Andy can do whatever he wants. Plus, like shoving him in our face in 2013, retiring him too early, all of this different stuff. There's a lot of different reasons why you would root against Andy Reid because we were told we're not going to have success in Philadelphia without him. And 5 years later, they won a Super Bowl.
Well, you're right about that. A lot of national comment. I remember Billick used to say that all the time on the Fox games. I'm like, dude, enough.
Enough already.
Enough, because it had reached the end, and I thought it was the right call at that time. But at the same time, it doesn't mean he's not a great coach, and it doesn't mean I'm not rooting like heck for him. Let me just say this, and again, 888-729-9494. To hear from everyone today, are you rooting for Andy Reid to win the Super Bowl? Two more games he's got to win. He's got a shot to win the Lombardi Trophy. I think it'd be a phenomenal thing. I'll just say this. I'm rooting hard for Andy Reid to win.
Man.
To the point where I would say, and all the former Philadelphia athletes and coaches who have gone elsewhere that I've rooted for, and it's a pretty strong list, you know, whether it's Brian Dawkins, whether it's Allen Iverson, both of whom went to Denver, by the way, the Broncos and Iverson,
right.
Obviously,
yeah.
To the Denver Nuggets initially, whether it's Dutch when he went to the Marlins in 97 and is actually one of the guys that did win, Jim Eisenreich won with that team. I mean, when I think of a beloved Philadelphia athlete or coach that has left for whatever reason, whether they choose to leave on their own, whether they got traded, however it might happen, I really don't think there's ever been a former Philly coach or athlete that I've rooted harder for than I'm rooting for Andy Reid right now. Look, he gave us 14 years of excellence. He gave us 9 playoff appearances. Obviously, they all end in a loss. But there was also 10 playoff wins in there. There was 19 times you woke up and said, you know what we get today that's really cool? We get an Eagles playoff game. You know what I wish we had this Sunday? I wish we had an Eagles playoff game. Mm-hmm. We don't have one this year. I appreciate that we've had a bunch the last 3 years. We don't have, like, Andy Reid gave us a Saturday or a Sunday morning in January when you'd wake up and say, you know what? The Birds are about to play in a playoff game today. And 10 of those times, they won the game, and we went to sleep happy, and we woke up the next day happy, and we had a week that was happy. He gave us 9 playoff appearances. Really, in many ways, he set the foundation of the modern-day Eagles. Him and Joe Banner, in many ways, set the foundation of the organization mm-hmm. that we know so well to this day. Look, he was beloved by his players. That's crystal clear when you hear them talk through the years. He is, in my opinion, no doubt a kind and good man who's been through a lot. He's a great ambassador of football. I mean, he's almost feels to me like a steward of the game, and that he knows this is his time. There's going to be someone else's time. He cares about the game. He cares about the history and the legacy of football. And he's someone, for what it's worth, and put this in your pipe and smoke it if you're against it. To use, who was it? Hal McCray said that back. Put yeah, that in your pipe and smoke it. He's someone that strongly recommended Doug Peterson to Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and helped, you know, in that way, the Eagles finally win a Super Bowl. Look, I find it unfathomable that any Philadelphia sports fan would be rooting against Andy Reid.
Listen, you made a great case for his Hall of Fame speech, and Joe, I hope that you're on the podium giving that for him. I don't need to appreciate him any more than we've already had to. That's why it's not a big deal to me. Win or lose, I'm more looking at it as a cool NFL thing that could happen. Will I be happy if he wins a ring? Absolutely. But am I dying on my last breath to hopefully he goes and gets a ring so he can be recognized nationally? No, because he doesn't need to be. He's a better coach than Doug Peterson is right now. It's just the truth.
All right, look, 888-729-9494. Where you stand on this? Rooting for Andy Reid, rooting against him, ambivalent on the whole thing. Maybe you sort of feel detached from it. Wherever you stand on it, we'll talk about it today. I think it would be awesome if he wins the Super Bowl, and I think he will this year. We'll talk about it. We'll get into the Sixers, the Flyers, their victories last night, the Eagles offseason, and, of course, the Phils in less than a month now to spring training. Joe DeCamera, John Barchard, he's in for Richie today. It is our final show ever from this studio, 4th and Market. We'll have some fun with that, maybe a tier or two. Seltzer will probably play my crying thing like 17 different times. Good God. Can't catch a break around here. Eagles win a Super Bowl, I cry on the air. People make fun of me for years about it. If that's how it is.
At least you didn't cry when Carson Wentz went down.
I accept it. I accept the scarlet letter.
We got a real crying type of show.
A bunch of criers in there.
If that's what it is, brand me with that. If I'm emotional, I'm me. And that makes me happy. Joe Cameron, Barchard for Richie. Andy Reid, you better be rooting for him. We'll be hearing from you today. Joe Cameron, Barchard in for Richie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.